This is Dinosaurs of London, written by It Was a Dark and Stormy Night, read by Canary Pods
and Litra.
It's rated general, moved for the fandom, Good Omens, Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett, with the relationship, Nanny Astra and Warlock Dowling, with the characters of Warlock Dowling and Nanny Astra, with additional tags for Fluff, Dinosaurs and Museums. It's part 10 in the BT Tower Telephone Group B series. Are we there yet? Warlock asked.
Not yet, darling. You must be patient. There will come a time when you will rule the world, but not yet.
Nanny Astra replied.
We'll be there soon. Don't worry your pretty little head about it.
Warlock practically beamed with joy of being called pretty, and Nanny Dancer seemed satisfied, as they didn't say the word for the rest of the ride. Nanny Dancer seemed right. They had arrived very soon after Warlock asked. Finding a parking spot was easy. It always was, for her. Warlock didn't look impressed. Is this a museum? It can't be. It looks boring. It's ancient. Nanny laughed.
Dear, that's just the outside. Remember how people can seem good on the outside, but be bad on the inside? Buildings can be just the same, trust me. It's way better on the inside.
And bad is good, right? Warlock said.
It is the way you should be.
And yes, it's quite simply.
Now let's go inside. There's no use in driving all this way just to stand outside for the rest of the day.
She briskly crossed the street, Warlock happily slipping behind her. Once again, Nanny had been right. It was a lot better on the inside. And even though they just entered the building, Warlock was already enthralled by what he could see. As soon as they had entered one of the exhibits, Warlock began to wring Nanny's sleeve. I want to see the dinosaurs.
And see the dinosaurs you will.
Nanny said, after consulting a full van, Florvan, they walked towards the blue zone.
Personally, Nanny didn't know what Warlock saw in dinosaurs. If it made him happy, though, she was more than willing to go with him, to just watch him dart between the various displays, every once in a while shouting,
"Look!"
after he'd found something interesting. Nanny herself might not find it interesting, but so long as she put on a smile at whatever he said, Warlock was happy. She could very easily laugh at the dinosaur exhibits, but it would be inappropriate.
Look, Nanny! These dinosaurs had wings. Like birds!
Warlock exclaimed. No, dear, not like birds. Look, these illustrations show them. Doesn't look like a bird at all, does it? Warlock pouted.
But they could fly like birds.
Nanny fake gasped and put her hand in front of her mouth. Huh, I guess you must be right then. Of course, as the adversary, the world is as you see fit, so you're always right. How foolish of me to disagree with you. Now I shall be destroyed, just like these dinosaurs. Warlock giggled.
Nanny, I would never destroy you. Never!
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Warlock. But I... Warlock, in the true fashion of small children surrounded by interesting things, had already turned around and ran towards another display. Nanny smiled, for the umpteenth time that day, but the first genuine one. She quickly straightened her face and walked after Warlock.
Can you buy this, Nanny? Please, 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 please. Warlock was holding a dinosaur plushie, which was almost as tall as he was. Nanny raised her eyebrow.
Do you think saying please a lot will make me buy it for you?
Warlock looked at her with a facial expression that could only be described as puppy dog eyes.
Oh, all right.
Nanny said, in a tone that suggested she just couldn't resist that look on his face. In reality, she would have bought it for him anyways. But some practice in, shall we say, convincing people couldn't hurt. Orlok gave him the joy, and the plushie. For the second time that day, Nanny smiled a genuine smile. This time, she let it stay on her face. The end.
Yay! So cute!